P.J. Ford Slack, the incoming principal of Sitka High School, has pretty clear memories of her high school principal.
She's memorable, but not in the ways I hope to be memorable.
Before she explains why, let's back up a little. Ford Slack grew up in a small town near Philadelphia called Horsham. All that time, she wanted very badly to be a doctor. And at Hatboro Horsham Senior High School, she had the chance to follow that dream with some programs through the National Science Foundation.
So I had a lot of opportunity to work in the city of Philadelphia at Hahnemann Medical College and work with some of the big universities, University of Pennsylvania and Temple and Villanova and Bryn Mawr.
So it's 1970, her senior year of high school. Ford Slack is one of six children from hardworking parents who didn't have the opportunity to go to college themselves, and she's already taking steps toward becoming a doctor. At the time, she never would have guessed she'd spend her career in education. But then something happened.
I became pregnant in my senior year, and my high school principal kicked me out. So it took almost 15 years later before my biology teacher became the principal and sent me my diploma that had been sitting in the vault of the high school. And I guess by that time, I was well into teaching and making sure that this never happened to anyone else.
That one moment, that one decision by that one administrator moved Ford Slack into a lifetime of educational leadership. Undergraduate studies at Sydney University in Australia, then work with language education, English and Indigenous, in Australia, some teaching in China, back to the United States, to the University of Oregon for a master's in special education in 1987, a master's in curriculum in 1989, and a doctorate that same year in educational leadership.
One thing that you should know, I'm a really big Oregon Ducks fan.
Well, that stands to reason. After Oregon, Ford Slack's resume includes professorial work across the country and around the world, public school administration jobs in the Pacific Northwest and Alaska, director of special education for the state, and then in 2006, a move into the superintendency at Delta Greeley, a school district of about 1,300 kids, some 95 miles southeast of Fairbanks. Ford Slack says education kept her life together, both while she was teaching and being taught.
For me, every student that I can help them see a way to get through, whether it's their GED or high school completion, I want to do that so that they don't have the same sort of climb that I did.
Delta Greeley Schools runs what it calls a cyber school, a statewide correspondence charter school of about 450 students.
The difference between our cyber school and other online programs or other correspondence programs is that we have certified Alaska teachers in place. Many of them out of Delta. We have a couple in Anchorage. We tend to work with students that have dropped out two and three times to try to transition them and get them through high school.
So when she gets to Sitka High School, Ford Slack says she wants to help teachers integrate technology into curriculum. Some of us might remember taking a computer class in school, but Ford Slack says technology is not a specific class or a credit anymore. She says it's something that needs to be part of all education. And the Sitka School Board agrees. Members have said integrating technology into the classroom is a major board goal, and the next year's district budget calls for thousands of dollars to be spent to that end. But Ford Slack says her first job when she shows up in Sitka will be to talk to everyone she can in her building, custodians, support staff, teacher aides, teachers themselves, and students.
And listen to them. What are their hopes and dreams for the high school? What's worked? What would they like to see improve? It's a big listening year.
Ford Slack plans to move to town on August 4th. Students show up for the first day of school 20 days later. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.